I'm Jimmy Murray, and welcome to Animal Fun Facts. Today we are talking about
painted dogs. Thanks to Armored Quill from iTunes for suggesting this animal, which actually does exist. Also, I think I owe you guys a second episode of doves. So next week, I think we'll do red pandas, because that one was suggested on iTunes. And then the week after, we'll do a follow-up on doves. How does that sound? Good? Great! The painted dog is not just an art project. Also called the African wild dog, or Lycaon pictus, it is a canine native to sub-Saharan Africa. It is the largest indigenous canine in Africa, and the only extant member of the genus Lycaon, which is distinguished from Canis by dentition highly specialized for hypercarnivorous diets, and a lack of dew claws, so its teeth makes it eat meat, like, exclusively. And a dew claw is a digit, vestigial in some animals, on the foot of many mammals, birds, and reptiles, including some extinct orders like certain theropods, which I think we've talked about on the dinosaur show, so good cross-reference there. The name refers to the dew claw's alleged tendency to brush dew away from the grass. I would have assumed a dew claw allows animals to move forward, whereas they are stopped by their don't claw. It is estimated that about 6,600 adults, including 1,400 mature individuals, live in 39 subpopulations that are all threatened by habitat fragmentation, human persecution, and outbreaks of diseases. As the largest subpopulation probably consists of less than 250 individuals, the African wild dog is listed as endangered on the IUCN Red List since 1990. The African wild dog, or painted dog, is a highly social animal living in packs with separate dominance hierarchies for males and females. Uniquely among social carnivores, again it's a hypercarnivorous doggy, the females rather than the males disperse from the native pack once they are old enough. The young are allowed to feed first on carcasses. Although not as prominent in African folklore or culture as other African carnivores, it has been respected in several hunter-gatherer societies, particularly those of the pre-dynastic Egyptians. Which is surprising, given that they were a huge cat society. I'm gonna have to mull this one over. So next week, red pandas, and then the week after, doves. And if I've missed an episode, I'm sure I've promised you guys things before. And you never call me out on iTunes, because you're just so kind. Let me know. Yeah, let me know what episodes I owe you guys. All right. Have a good one.
Don't forget to tell your parents to send us their suggestions and yours to @TheJimmyMurray on Twitter. Thanks for listening to this show, and don't forget to listen to our other shows, The Kid-Friendly Joke of the Day and The Dinosaur Fun Facts. Keep learning. End credit theme is Winner Winner by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.